Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas is facing arguably his biggest political hurdle since taking office, to convince rebel MPs from his own party to toe the line on the government's tax package or risk the future of the center-right cabinet. But talks on Tuesday saw no breakthroughs, leading the Prime Minister and other members of his government to scramble for alternatives in the budget to avoid the government's fall. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas has admitted he would rather his party go into opposition than rule in agony. But there are no signs he is giving up on the continuation of the center-right coalition yet. Ahead of a meeting between a party workgroup and six civic democrat rebels on Tuesday, the latter group's Petr Tluchot, meanwhile, expressed the hope a deal could be reached. But it didn't happen. At stake is the government's tax package aimed at raising the VAT rates, as well as raising taxes on income tax for top earners, a package the government had insisted it needed to meet its fiscal target, namely to bring the gap in public finances next year to below 3% of GDP. The rebels, though, have not budged on their position from the start, arguing tax hikes went against promises to voters and against the Civic Democrats' program. On Tuesday, they reiterated those views and held their ground. Afterwards, here's what Petr Tluchot had to say. Unfortunately, there is no change in position or agreement, and on behalf of the work group, Chairman Stanjura said the talks had not been successful. The failure to reach an agreement has put the government one step closer to potential collapse. The Prime Minister, in the hopes of cowing dissent, had tied the passing of the tax bill to a vote of confidence. But his gambit doesn't appear to have worked. Enjoying only a razor-thin majority in the Chamber of Deputies, the government cannot survive without rebel support. And that led the Prime Minister to come up with a number of changes ahead of Wednesday's second reading, such as proposing to limit the income tax hike for high earners to just 1 year. The rebel MPs themselves on Wednesday will also put forward changes of their own. The country's finance minister, Miroslav Kalousek, meanwhile, hasn't waited. On Tuesday, he made clear he would opt for Plan B, to withdraw the proposed state budget for 2013, which counted on the tax package's passing, for revision within 30 days. The aim, he made clear, was to review spending in the budget and consider additional cuts in the public sector to make up for the gap of the missing tax hikes. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek. A Swedish-style public service for Romanian-style taxes as proposed by MPs Fuchsa and Schneider, that's not something I know how to do. Whether that or other changes being proposed will satisfy rebel MPs within the Civic Democratic Party and indeed pass, or whether some other deal can still be reached, is far from clear. What is at the moment is that the government is the easiest of targets. Eyeing the possibility of early elections, the Social Democrats took aim on Tuesday, accusing the coalition of not being able to govern and of risking a provisional budget for next year. The communists, meanwhile, resurgent in recent regional elections, also pulled no punches, charging the government was not serving the country and merely hanging on at all costs.
Jan Wellinger with that report.